One of the biggest obstacles facing American and British troops as they advance on Baghdad is the weather. Intense sandstorms have slowed some units. NPR's John Burnett is with the 1st Marine Division north of the Euphrates River in Iraq. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
John, tell me what the convoy's like where you are.
The convoy that I was traveling on was dubbed one of the Marines riding with us, the convoy from hell. We went 165 miles in 27 hours. Even before this current sandstorm hit, which is another story, the traveling conditions were just appalling. The dust in some places was a foot thick, and the consistency of baking powder. We ended up traveling at night. There was one 7-ton truck and a tanker flipped over. I'm told out of 68 vehicles, 19 were disabled. The night vision goggles wouldn't work in the sand. It really gives you an idea of how challenged the terrain is as U.S. forces are going to attempt to move supplies up along these long routes from Kuwait to the outside of Baghdad.
But you have managed to cross 165 miles. I mean, that's a long, long way to go.
Well, we did it, although, we planned on covering that in 12 hours, and it took us 27. But the Marines are, it's a can-do group, so they press on.
What are the plans now, John?
Well, the plans are right now to ride out this sandstorm, Alex. The visibility outside was about 10 to 12 feet about an hour ago. This eerie orange glow settled on the landscape. And even before that, there was a time when at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was dark as night. There are veterans here with the Marines who say they'd never seen a sandstorm this bad. I'm told that this is a storm system that's just sitting on top of much of this country, so I suspect much of the war on both sides has slowed to a halt. The forecasters knew it was coming, and we saw a lot of combat units just driving right through it. So I would say the strikes on the Republican Guard around Baghdad will certainly resume once the storm blows over.
Have you run into much resistance on the way driving north?
We have not. I'm with the headquarters battalion, which is typically the brains that helps, run the regimental combat teams. And so we're pretty well protected from, the frontline shooting, although there were times during the convoy when we had to get off the main highway because they were unsure whether there would be some shooting, some snipers ahead. As one Marine captain said, this is still extremely unstable country that we're driving through.
NPR's John Burnett speaking with NPR's Alex Chadwick. To review the war news, the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is poised about 50 miles outside of Baghdad. It's waiting for reinforcements and supplies before launching an attack on Iraq's Republican Guard. President Bush and senior U.S. military leaders today said there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein's regime will be defeated. U.S. generals in the Middle East also said they were not surprised by stiff Iraqi resistance in several locations.